106.7 KJUG Country. Hey, it's Drew. Chad is also in his little closet. And we've heard numbers about pet adoptions being sky high. So I thought we need to check in with our very own Valley Oak SPCA. Lydia House is on the phone. And Lydia, are those numbers correct?
Yeah, you heard right. Absolutely. We have probably broken a few records, honestly. We have done so many adoptions and put in place so many animals in foster care, really.
And I assume that a lot of people are thinking the same, where this time feels like the perfect time to have a pet.
Yeah, not only that, it's a good companion. Obviously, cats and dogs can be your best friend, especially during times of, the unknown and times of crisis. This is probably the best time in our lives for our pet. The other thing is, what we're finding is a lot of our adopters, they're teachers or they're in a profession that they really are home right now for multiple months. And so they've been wanting to adopt in the past, but they never had the time to properly acclimate a puppy. So it's not that they're not going to have the time later. It's just they didn't have that time to acclimate their dog properly into their home.
Lydia, are you seeing a rise in adoption of dogs and cats, or is it just one or the other?
I ran some numbers for you just to give you an idea. So in the last about 3.5 weeks, we have done a total of 212 adoptions.
Oh my God.
180 of those were dogs, and 32 of those are cats. More dogs, but it's still surprising for this time of the year for cats.
Wow, it is absolutely mind-blowing that there are that many dogs available for adoption.
You know, I'll give you some more numbers that'll probably blow your mind, but to give you an idea, just this last week alone, we pulled 14 dogs out of 2 different orchards, and we just pulled 4 kittens and a mama cat off of a roof of a residence here in Visalia. So there's thousands, and I'm talking like 20,000 animals that enter shelters in the Central Valley, and that's a low number.
What's the procedure for adoptions? Has it changed?
For us, it has changed immensely, and just to be the absolute safest as possible, we are doing appointment-only adoptions, and you can make an appointment at our website. You pick what animal, dog, or cat you want to apply for, fill out the application, upload it with your appointment time, and then just show up to the adoption center. Once you get to the adoption center, you actually won't be coming inside the facility. But the great thing is you tell us who you want to see, and we will bring out the animal to you. So the dogs, the puppies, all of the adoptions are done in your vehicle.
If someone's not in the position to adopt right now, how can they still help the Valley Oak SPCA?
So there's a couple things right now. The one volunteer job that we are okay with is dog walkers. So if someone wants to come out and walk a dog, that's greatly needed. So yeah, you just come to the side of our adoption center building and a staff will leash a dog up for you and you can walk it as long as you want.
Of course, monetary donations are being accepted. And what about pet foods and pet toys?
Yes, absolutely. So all of the information of what we need the most are both on our Facebook page and our website, vospca.org. And we always need monetary donations. We run off of the community help and support and donations. And of course, we always need foster heroes. So our foster heroes really help us save more lives than anything. We've placed over 100 animals in foster care in the last month as well. So we really are so appreciative and grateful to our foster heroes who have stepped up and taken animals into their home and let them get a chance to be adopted when they're ready.
Great. Well, again, go donate if you can help out. VOSPCA.org is the website. And Lydia, you're in our thoughts, and all those pups and kitties are too.
Oh, thanks so much, Drew. We appreciate you.